bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Good morning, everyone, and good evening, and good day, and good everything to you. This is Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, of course, named by you all. And this is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and what I'm talking about is thriving in every part of your life. So a lot of us are used to surviving. We're used to getting up, paying the bills, getting the kids off to school, making dinner, all of those things. Those things we call surviving, unless, of course, they're exactly what you desire to do in this life. So tap into everything that's inside you and know that you are truly blessed and here to thrive in this life. And today's guest is going to talk to us about how you can make those choices in your life, how you can be empowered, how you can tap into the authenticity that resides inside you so that you can truly, truly be successful according to your own terms, according to your own sacred contract. And I'm talking about a woman that I have had the honor of working with now for several months. And I want to tell you that it has been absolutely, unbelievably significant to this planet that she has agreed to take her gift out into the world. Stephanie Durham, she is a coaching consultant. She combines her vast experience with her business acumen and takes her vision out into the world as a graduate of CMED Institute, which is Carolyn Mace's Institute for Sacred Contracts. She's also a hypnotherapist, NLP master, practitioner, and life coach. All of these capture the essence of the work that she has taken out to the world. Not only is she that, but she hosts a radio show on Fridays on KKNW at 11 with me on Sacred Contracts. Stephanie Durham, thank you so much for joining the show today.
How in the world are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you this early morning?
I am just awesome. Have you noticed it's getting lighter out earlier?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. And, you know, I think we notice it more than a lot of folks, but it's great to be waking up and getting in here at a very early time and seeing the brightness. Isn't that what we look for in our lives as well, the brightness?
And waking up.
Hello.
Getting light on things. Absolutely. You know, when you consider, that was wonderful of what the things that you said. I so appreciate that. And I myself am, I'm an example of all of a sudden the light going on, and you look at my background as an example, and I find that all of the things that have been occurring for a number of years was like a preparation. It was a prep school for me to enter into a different line of work and to take the skill set that I had, get additional training, and to be able to offer it out to the world. So I'm just one of them people that did the same thing. I got up and I had to run to the bus stop some mornings, and other mornings I was running low on gas, and it was just an ordinary, regular old day, and then all of a sudden the light comes on, we look at things differently, and there's just a huge empowerment that happens.
Well, and that's today's topic. I mean, we're talking about ordinary people, extraordinary outcomes today with Stephanie Durham, if you've just tuned in. And we would like you all to participate in this conversation. I mean, Stephanie and I certainly can and will have a fabulous conversation about authenticity, choice, empowerment, and success. and how those factor into the transformation. How did John DeMartini say in a transformative way that people move from what we call, quote, ordinary people to extraordinary outcomes? You know, let's talk a little bit about that, you know, that whole idea of ordinary to extraordinary. What are the key factors that you would say, Stephanie, allow people to really shine the light on themselves so that they absolutely know that even as this term that we include, ordinary, that thing we put on ourselves, that they are meant to do something more?
Years and years ago, I was speaking with a gal who was a counselor at an inpatient treatment facility, and she severely described the difference between what people consider normal and that are we normal or are we abnormal? Are we super normal? And who are we? So what we do in the first part of this particular area that I teach with people is to acknowledge and embrace who they really, truly are inside. And that's what I call authenticity. To be able to look at one's self, at all of our parts, all of our characteristics, all of our traits, and to find the absolute blessing that occurs when we acknowledge those pieces of ourselves that we might think is not necessarily what we or the world want to see. The good, bad, and the ugly, so to speak. What is it inside? Like, take as an example an antique. You know, a lot of people collect antiques.
Yes.
They find huge value in the genuine, real creation of this particular item. And others will look at it and go, wait, what is so great about it? You know, it's old, it's kind of chipped. Where in the world did you find it anyway, and what exactly is it? And the person who values it so all of a sudden will be able to give you all the background of it. And thereby what we're sharing is a different level of interpretation about what that particular item is. So that's what we do with ourselves.
Well, you know, this is really interesting, Stephanie, because you bring up antiques when I lived in New Jersey, I would spend a lot of time because there are lots of places where you can find antiques. And I have to tell you that, you know, coming from a place where, you know, I just didn't have a lot of money, you could really go to these these garage sales, these antique sales, and really find some wonderful things. And I remember looking at three pieces, three little tables, and they were covered with just horrific paint. You know, one was like this awfully green, ugly thing. It was just, and another one was like some other brown color. But there was something about it that drew me to them. And lo and behold, I got them, took them home. And as I started to remove the paint, not just one layer, I want to tell you, this one particular table had seven layers of paint. When I finally got down to the last layer, what was revealed to me was this beautiful inlay wood, so fine, so much grain that I had to use a pen to get the paint out from the grain. Isn't that what you're talking about when you talk about the work that you do with authenticity?
That is exactly the case. What it looked like and what it was inside and the power that we have inside ourselves, we have this beautiful grain inside of us. And when we expose it, the luminescence of our genuine self, now all of a sudden when you strip the paint off, it has a natural color. It'll blend in any room. And so what happens is you have more choices as a result of seeing what it really is. You know, Lao Tzu says, be really whole, and all things will come to you. And that means being all whole, appreciative, and acknowledging of all of the things we are. And then the things will come to you. And so when you take as an example, say I make kind of a pros and cons list, and I consider myself a passionate person. And that's a really, you know, what I deem to be an admirable characteristic. And I'm making this list, and on the other side somewhere there's something that, like I react too quickly.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? Both of those describe the same energy. Both of those have are pieces of what archetypally I would call the lover. Now, an archetype, because this is a word that not a lot of people are familiar with. If you close your eyes and listen to me say lover, what picture comes to mind?
Wow.
The picture you get in your mind, if you were to transcribe those words, would present what we will call an archetype. So being passionate is one of the key signs of a lover that people may consider admirable. And reacting too quickly can very well be part of the lover as well because of the passion behind it. But think about it. You know, without the passion of creating artistry, maybe the painting would never have been finished.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And at the same time, there each and every one of us is really looking for that way, that magic, actually a magic bullet. How am I going to find out? How am I going to find out for myself who my genuine self is? Who am I today? Is it me or is it Memorex? You know what I'm saying? Let's take a short break. When we come back, Stephanie Durham, my guest today, we're talking about ordinary people, extraordinary outcomes, authenticity, choice, empowerment, success. When we come back, Stephanie's going to outline for you ways that you can tap into your genuine self, that which is inside you, that is divine, your birthright, that is magnificent, and believe me, is dying to thrive. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got lots for you. Stay tuned.
The Authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. You've heard me talk about it, and now it's here. The book, Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2. Real women reveal proven strategies for personal, business, financial, and spiritual fulfillment. And guess what? Dr. Pat leads the book off with the 3 secrets to living life full out. Order your copy now by going to www.thedrpatshow.com or call me at 206-523-5522. 206-523-5522.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
Hi, this is Rhonda Britton. You're listening to Crust Busting with Pat. She really is fantastic. She helps hundreds and thousands of people change their lives just like I do.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. And, yes, we're here today, and we're here with Stephanie Dorm of The Inquiring Mind. If you would like to find out more about Stephanie, you want to go check out her website, inqmind.com, inqmind.com. And we'd like to hear from you if you'd like to call in today. We're talking about ordinary people, extraordinary outcomes. Do you know anyone like that? You know, Stephanie, you and I were talking about it. We know lots of people like that. But we wouldn't really, you know, we wouldn't look at them, per se, as ordinary people to, you know, having extraordinary outcomes, because most of us find out about them when they're already having extraordinary outcomes.
Yes, that's true. That's when it is brought to the forefront of everyone's consciousness. Oh, my goodness.
I know. So how can we tap into, as you said, this first attribute, authenticity? What is it that people can do right now? So if you're listening, you're going to want to have a pen and a piece of paper at hand and be able to write these things down.
So as an example, I was using, when you make a list, and I'll use the passionate and react to quickly. So you take a pen and paper, you write down just five things. When you think, before you get ready to write, think about an event that occurred in your life. And it wasn't necessarily good. It might have been a situation where you felt like you were out of control, or the situation around you was out of control, or you were frightened, or you were like ready to pull your hair out, or something along that line.
Or all of the above.
Yeah, or all of the above combined. Just recall that event. Write down five things about that event that you consider to be a good thing, the way you acted, an admirable characteristic, an asset, or something along that line. Just write those five things down. And then write down one thing that you believe you might have been able to do better, might have been able to say more clearly, maybe you lacked the courage to do something, what was that? And even if the event that you chose to recall had a positive outcome, what would have made it more improved in your recall, in your memory? Mm-hmm. So you write those things down, and then you take those things, take the five things you consider great.
Okay.
And I want you to find something that you would consider a liability or a downside, or the con, if you use a pros and cons kind of an approach. So when I put I'm passionate as a good thing about that event, well, what's the downside of it? Okay, sometimes I react too quickly. All right, if that's the downside of it, what's good about that? Well, if I were a fireman and I didn't react quickly, somebody might die. So considering that if you recall this event in your history and you say, you know what, I reacted too quickly, but
yeah,
what's good about it?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I may have been able to do a little bit differently. Now, you do this for all five of those things that you write down. Now, the one thing that you wrote down that wasn't so great, it was like a liability and it could have been improved upon.
Mm-hmm.
What's the good thing about that? What was the good thing about reacting in your memory in a fashion that could have been better? So say you were acting
like when I got fired. I mean, when I got terminated from the company I worked for, they went through a downsizing, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's an example, isn't it, of when you have something that happens in your life and you're hit with the trauma of that and you react in a certain way. So what you're saying is, given that experience and the imprint that it had on my life,
what was the downside about your choice of action?
My action, exactly.
What about you? Could you have, that you did, you didn't do, you overreacted to, whatever the case is, and you find the good in it. And what happens in our own memory, the first step that we use is something in the past, and for all intents and purposes, we rewrite the outcome.
Okay. That's the fun part.
Is it ever fun? Use your imagination, you know. I have done this with people where, unfortunately, in their event that they were recalling, someone may have passed. And when they rewrote their story, the person still passed. But it was such a beautiful, empowering story. Because we vision things with the whole of ourselves. We take all of ourselves and who we are, and we look at it unattached, objectively. Well, what was great? Okay, that was awesome. I'm really good. Well, what's the downside of being good? So that I become aware of the whole characteristic within myself. And therefore, I become empowered because all of a sudden, say I'm rewriting the story, all of a sudden I have more choices. Choices I might not have seen or felt or moved into or opted to be proactive rather than reactive. Because a choice is the opportunity for us to act in congruence with our authentic self. So if we're honest and open, we accept all of our characteristics, all of a sudden there are more options in our mind's eye. We have opportunities, options. As silly as it may sound, when I'm rushing and if I choose not to stop and get gas, before it wasn't a choice, right?
Right.
I had to stop and get gas.
Right.
But if I say, you know what, if I blah, 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 and if I go this way, then I can get to where I need to go on time and then I can get gas when I have more time.
Yes.
But if I need to acknowledge to myself, why do you run on an eighth of a tank of gas? Why
yes.
did you fill it up? Because I wouldn't have even viewed it that way. I'd have viewed it like, oh, I'm running late and yada, 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 and I can't get out the door. So when we do that...
We limit our choices, don't we?
We sabotage ourselves by only recognizing pieces of ourselves that are obvious or that we like or that we consider to be good. We do limit our choices. And then what happens is we're not in congruence.
Mm,
when we're in congruence with who we are, things run more smoothly. Like for those of you who are familiar with automotive type things, like a timing light. A timing light, if a car's not running well, and actually, I haven't worked on one in years. However, this is the way it used to work, okay? A timing light is a tool that a mechanic will use so that a car will run more smoothly without maintenance. Without maintenance. The spark plugs foul. The distributor doesn't fire properly. We might have oil and sludge. And we don't have transmission fluid, and we backfire, and we use more gas than we should, and when we turn the key off, it continues to run. So all of those are an example of being out of congruent within ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So the mechanic goes and he gets his timing light, and he puts the timing light on the engine, and the timing light will show the mechanic what needs to be tuned up to get the entire engine running in equally in concert at its maximum performance to itself. So the car will still run, but when you get done timing it, what you've done is you run down the road smoothly, you use the proper amount of energy, you don't make a lot of noise, and you get where you're going.
And boy, don't we all want that.
Well, of course, everyone.
We do.
Absolutely. Even if we don't know where we're going, if we are not balanced, we can't go anywhere. We can't acknowledge the potential about what lies out there. So Aristotle said, for what is the best choice for each individual is the highest it is possible for him to achieve. And to do that, we acknowledge all of our parts, then we have all these choices. You can find options. You got different roadmaps to go. You can go the scenic route. You can go the fast route. But before you even took the time to look at the map, you don't have a clue where to begin because we're not acknowledging all pieces of ourselves. And all of a sudden, there's all these different options, all these avenues that we can go down. If I know, as an example, back to the, if I react too quickly, and I acknowledge that I react too quickly, sometimes I maybe speak before I think. Okay, if I stop just a minute, just a second, and acknowledge that, yes, I'm passionate, I have big energy, or whatever the case is, I stop. 30 seconds. Oh, I might be reacting too quickly.
Exactly.
Okay. That's it. That's all we have to do. Now, in that split second, what I'm doing is I am opening up the avenues, the options before me. I still may make the same choice, but I have explored the opportunity. I choose to explore it all from my authentic, true, real, genuine core.
That's wonderful, because once we act, there's no going back. Once the words come out of our mouths, once we take action, once we do something, it's really very, very difficult to say, well, wait a minute, I didn't mean to do that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Stephanie Dorham, more about ordinary people, extraordinary outcomes. We're going to be talking about a few of these people that Stephanie and I know, and bring in the into the conversation this idea of sacred contracts and archetypes. If you know, this is a conversation that has helped me and my listeners really look at their lives in a very non, you know, in a very non-judgment way.
Very detached.
And that's probably the hook for a lot of people, Stephanie. It's hard to look at ourselves and hold the mirror up, because before we even put the mirror up, we already have a judgment about what we're about to see. And that will get in the way. Those of you that are just tuning in, we love you. Thank you. My guest today is Stephanie Dorham. The website is www.inqmind.com, inqmind.com. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more about authenticity, choice, empowerment, and success. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Send a calendar to a soldier in Iraq. Susan McKeith created a drive-through Puget Sound Espresso Stands 2006 calendar. All of the proceeds are being donated to Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. You can also donate a coffee-flavored Taste of Home and send one to a soldier serving in Iraq so they can count down the days until they return home. To do this, call 1-800-578-578 3674. That's 1-800-578-3674.
In today's climate of escalating religious tension, an increasing number of Americans consider themselves spiritual but not religious. But where is a spiritual seeker to turn if not to a church, mosque, or temple? An answer and many new questions lie in the award-winning book God Without Religion by ascetic and mystic Shankara Charanam. God Without Religion offers a groundbreaking bridge between organized religion and personal spirituality. Join Shankara on the Dr. Pat Show, January 19th, to learn how direct knowledge of God can empower you. For more information about Shankara and God Without Religion, please visit the website godwithoutreligion.com. That's godwithoutreligion.com.
Are you dedicated to exploring a wide range of holistic perspectives to help make important decisions for you or your family? Would you like to have comprehensive information at your fingertips? If so, then Wisdom Magazine is for you. And it's free at holistic businesses in your community right now. In every issue, you'll find thought-provoking articles as well as a complete directory of holistic services, products, and business opportunities that are available in your area. Take advantage of Wisdom's competitive advertising rates to showcase your own programs and services, too. It's easy. Just visit us on the web at wisdom-magazine.com and take a look at what we can do for you. That's wisdom-magazine.com. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to alternative philosophies, products, and services. Pick up your free copy at a holistic business near you or visit us on the web and find out what speaks to your heart.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. And, boy, we got some amazing people that we're bringing to you, people like Stephanie Durham and, you know, so many people doing so many great things in the world. We'll be interviewing Marianne Williamson and Andrew Harvey and the founder, creator, and president of Stonyfield Farms, the yogurt company, and people just absolutely creating wonderful, wonderful things in the world, taking their dreams out, being there, all that they can be, letting their authentic self show up. And Stephanie Durham is just an amazing individual. She is taking her gift out into the world. As I said earlier, a graduate of CMED, one of Carolyn Mace's programs, a hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, life coach, archetypal consultant, and we're going to talk a little bit more about archetypes, I believe, in this segment. But Stephanie, beyond that, is an extraordinary businesswoman, and she takes her gifts out into the world, gives back to the community, and is truly passionate about helping each and every one of us live life full out. Stephanie Durham, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you very much, Pat. This is awesome to be discussing how we all look like we're ordinary, and we feel like we're ordinary. And when we get in touch with and recognize all the pieces of who we are, and we become this beautiful, genuine, shining light, and we look at the different opportunities and choices that we have before us to grow, to change, to expand, to be all that we can be, really. And when we do that, we move into empowerment, and we become that extraordinary piece of ordinary. Empowerment is a verb. It requires action. It is to make more confident. It is to give someone else or to receive a greater sense of confidence or self-esteem.
Yes.
It's mastery. It's stamina. Empowerment doesn't mean I go whoop up on somebody, okay? And one of the ways that I describe how to become empowered, take the African proverb, it takes a whole village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
In that, symbolically transferred, say in one of the shaman comes out, well, that's our doctor, that's our medicine man. What can I learn from a medicine man? Well, what I do is I put a Band-Aid on an owie, okay? What can I learn from someone I'm having difficulty and I don't know what it is. You know, you got
the, yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
No.
And all of a sudden in your little village, what happens is, say, nutty professor comes out, or the absent-minded professor, and he's babbling. He's just babbling to himself and anybody that'll listen. And all of a sudden we realize that we're standing there listening. And what is he saying to us? What kind of encounters do we have in our lives that has to do with nutty professor coming and talking about putting some kind of additive in my fuel to get better gas mileage?
Huh.
Well, if I'd stop and I engage with that energy, what is it that he was really telling me? Is it possible that I need an additive in my fuel system? Did I even know I could? And I'm talking about internally, okay? I'm not talking about an actual vehicle running down the road. Do I find myself energized when I go out and I research the different areas, the different people who live in my village? So a villager's wisdom, okay, their wisdom. And what we do is we list who's in our village. Who's in our village? List them by their strengths. Call them what they are to you. How do they symbolically transfer? That's like an archetype. Okay,
so
go ahead.
You know, the thing that happens with me on this, because this is, I think, this is what I want to ask you about. Sometimes we sit down and we list the people in our village that we like, the people that we get along with. You know what I'm saying? You say, list the people in my village. Well, I'm going to list the people in my village, but I'm sure not going to list that dude over there, because I'm going to tell you, he may be in my village, but if it were up to me, he would be out of here faster than you could shake a stick. So when you say list the people in your village, you're talking about everybody.
Say, Have you ever met a village that didn't have a thief?
That's a very good question.
Have you ever met a, have you ever gone to a village that didn't have like a town drunk?
Yeah, and you see, this is the question. This is actually, you know, the difficulty with what we're talking about, this idea of empowerment. Because empowerment sometimes doesn't work for people because we don't fully embrace all of the different sides.
Exactly. So in this process, when we are going through and we are determining those strengths that we have and the shadow side of those attributes, the characteristics that we're not particularly comfortable with, is it possible that in this village is a characteristic that I like one piece of? When I sit and I do work with people, particularly when we do the Alexa Dime, which is the sacred contract identification work, I can't tell you how many people will look at the attributes associated with these patterns and choose and so, yeah, that's me. Oh, that's me. That, yeah. Yeah, I have that. And then all of a sudden when we go through conversation, they're acknowledging only half of the definition of that archetype.
I know. That's what happened when you and I were doing the work on the air, when you pulled a card for me.
Right. So
and,
we
yeah.
had a conversation. It's like, no, wait a minute. Think about it. Do you really have both of those? Well, and maybe the case is. And it takes someone to work with when you're doing this particular step. It makes it a lot easier if you have someone to bounce things off of. Because, you see, when I work with people, I don't... doesn't matter to me which archetypal patterns they have. So it's really easy for me to give them objective, honest feedback.
Yes.
When we're determining the archetypal patterns, or who are the villagers? Who lives in your village? Even if you've chosen for 30 years to ignore them. Because all of a sudden, when the wisdom of that archetype, that pattern, that villager in that hut makes itself known to us, it is synchronistically divine. And it creates this natural liberation that occurs. You see, the feeling of empowerment, so many times people say, you know, I don't know if I want that. Boy, if I asked for that, I don't know what I'll do with that. And what the reason that's true is that we are uncomfortable with experiencing things that we don't know, we can't put a name to. So when I all of a sudden recognize that I have an opportunity to feel this natural liberation, this sense of wisdom, the ability to say to myself in the mirror, wow, that was really masterfully, divinely, synchronistically beautiful. But I didn't have a personal agenda attached to the outcome.
Oh, I see.
I was doing it with all of me because I had to. When I get to the place where I have acknowledged who I am and I have choices, there's no going back. Regardless, you can stay stuck. But you can't go back to ignoring those parts of ourselves that we know exist.
They actually haunt us, don't they?
And
I mean, in a sense.
And, you know, to quote someone else who was really quite wise, Robert Frost says, something we were withholding made us weak until we found out it was ourselves.
Well, and a lot of us have those secrets. I mean, you know, I don't think there's anybody listening to the show that wouldn't acknowledge there's something that they're holding back. There's some part of their nature, there's some part of their character, there's something that has happened in their lives that gets buried in their minds very, very deeply, but yet at the same time, that thing that we hide is that thing which really governs the direction of our lives.
Yeah, because it didn't feel good, and we don't want to look at it. And it's almost like if we could look at it and appreciate it for all that it is, we're no longer haunted by it, because empowerment results when there's a synchronistic opportunity and that meets a solution with all of our resources that we have that are available.
Okay.
All of our resources, all of our characteristics, the good, bad, and the ugly, because even the ugly is beautiful when we learn that we can hug it. We can hold it. We can groom it. We can offer it wisdom from the village people, the teachers, in ourselves. All of this is inside all of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if I have to, like, go to graduate school and find out why it is that I recall on a bad day that it rained and things didn't feel good. Now, that was really pulling it out of the air. However, I'm here to tell you, that type of a memory is lodged in someone, and that gets stuck in our chakra system where we lack congruence.
Well, you know, in the most recently in the media, I'm thrilled to see this, and especially on Oprah recently, this conversation that we're having about people that are abusing children. I mean, and the abuser and the child that is abused carries that inside them. And for a long time in our society, up until very, very recently, that was not the thing you talk about. That's not the thing you speak out about. And yet at the same time, you know, holding and covering that rips the power right out of our souls.
It does. What do they call those? Family skeletons?
Yes.
Skeletons in the closet kind of things. Well, here's the thing about a skeleton in the closet. It will always be there, or it will always come out.
Right, right.
And where do you choose to acknowledge its presence?
So
that is exactly the conversations today, in today's time. We are in such a huge shift of energy, that things that otherwise or have been ignored for hundreds of years are being brought to everyone's attention, like abuse, like empowerment, like taking all of who we are and creating a society that vibrates higher. And why do we care about that? We care about vibrating higher so that every person benefits. And I'll talk more about that in just a few minutes.
Okay. For those of you, thank you so much listening. I'm here with Stephanie Dorr, and we're just heating it up right now. We were talking about authenticity. We talked about that in the first segment, choice. Now we're talking about empowerment. And when we come back from break, we'll be talking about success. These are four of the factors that Stephanie uses in her work to help each and every one of us really look at who we are and what we might call ordinary and walk in this life with absolutely extraordinary outcomes. Many people have done this, people that you know, people that you're familiar with in the media. And we'll be talking about some of those when we come back, because we will be talking about success and what that means. Stephanie Dorham of The Inquiring Mind, INQMIND.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after our break.
The Internet's premier talk radio station, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck, heavy, or crusted over in some part of your life? Have you lost your spark? Would you like help realizing your dream? Do you know what you want? Call Dr. Pat Basile, certified career and belief coach, who wants to help you stop those negative thoughts that keep you running in circles. This award-winning author and researcher, Dr. Pat Basile, brings a powerful, innovative approach to helping individuals live life full out. Call 206-523-5522 for a free consultation. That's 206-523-5522. Introducing a powerful trend-setting beverage, the world's first healthy coffee. This coffee is healthy because it delivers Ganoderma lucidum, the king of herbs. Gano Coffee. Pre-measured, pre-packaged to deliver a perfect cup of coffee every time. You just add water, stir, and enjoy. It's fast and convenient. Your friends and family will love it too. Available as black, mocha, or with cream and sugar. Our coffee sells for a mere 45 cents to 90 cents per packet. Who's responsible for your future health and wealth? Try Ganoderma Lucidum. People will spend their health to get their wealth. Then they will have to spend their wealth to regain their health. Don't let this happen to you. Go to GotGano.org. That's GotGano.org.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the Chicken Soup for the Soul, but right now I want to tell you that you got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Stephanie Durham, and as I mentioned before, she has created this amazing organization, The Inquiring Mind. If you'd like to find out more about Stephanie, sign up for the newsletter and check it all out. She's also available for coaching and private consultations. The work that she does with sacred contracts is extraordinary. So go to www.inqmind.com. That's www.inqmind.com. Stephanie, this last segment, talking about success, is always a tricky one for people, because I don't know that we truly know what the definition is, and then we also personalize it to fit our own life story. So let's have that conversation about success.
That is very astute in your observation, and it's very, very true. Everyone, I'm here to tell you, we define success individually, according to where we are in life, what age we are, whether or not we are involved in personal growth or monetary or growth, and the definition of success varies for everyone. Now, in this particular teaching that I offer, this model of success is not the action associated with buying a new chair or a new car. It's a feeling.
Okay.
See, success creates a universal feeling. That feeling, no matter how you define success, that feeling in all of your gut is the same. And we move into a place, and what happens is, take where we started with acknowledging who we are, all the pieces of we are, of who we are. We then have different opportunities for choices, options. We review them. We choose one or two, and we move into empowerment. And then when we review that, and this can happen in 30 seconds or it can happen over a period of time. When we review ourselves, when we successfully observe our empowered choice of authenticity, that is the feeling. The outcome may not be happy. The outcome may not be what everyone wants, but it will be a detached, beneficial outcome for others without my agenda attached. And that is success. It's like saying, take a mother and a child, or take a family situation where I was watching this recently on television, this How to Discipline Your Children.
Oh, the nanny program. Series.
Yeah. And, you know, they teach, you have this situation where these children oftentimes are unruly because they don't have an understanding or discipline or time or any number of different things.
Yes, now, the nanny thing,
yeah. So she goes in and she like says, you know, you really need some structure here. You really need some discipline. And the family goes through a transformation that does not feel good until they have accomplished their goal. And all of the choices that they have, all the opportunity they have to review, what options that they could have to help Billy get on the school bus on time or whatever the situation is, meant that in every situation, the parents, the adults, had to acknowledge authentically all of their situation. Then all of a sudden, there were more opportunities. How do I do this? And then they would do it. It didn't feel so good at first.
Right.
It was unfamiliar to us. Never been here, never done that. But they tried it, and they tried it, and they tried it, and then it was successful. The outcome in those cases is typically positive. But the success, the feeling that they have is warming. It is reflective. It is wisdom. That is success. When we observe all of the other three pieces in play together. And when we do that, we create extraordinary outcomes. I mean, this one I watched recently, the little girl couldn't get on the bus, and the other sister or something was, I don't know, older than she should have been, and wasn't potty trained or something. Well, within one day, the little girl was potty trained. And the next day, the girl was 5 minutes early to the bus stop or something. And that is an extraordinary feat for a little girl, to 5 years old, to be helpful overnight. That is outstanding. And yet, there was not the sense of empowerment. Even the children didn't feel like they were empowered because they didn't have the association of who they were. They didn't know it was within them. And so, when we experience that type of a situation in our life, our adult life, we all have this feeling of successfully observing our choices, our authentic self, and all of that results in increased individual and collective vibration. And when energetically, when we as a collective vibrate, we're not heavy, we're not burdened, we allow the synchronistically divine plan to come into us because we're able to see it. Confidence is a companion of success. That's what happens when we're empowered. And Emily Dickinson says, I've got a plaque here on my wall, dwell in possibility. How successful is that feeling?
Well, you know, and that's the thing that becomes extremely difficult in our society, Stephanie. It is really looking at that definition of success in a world that really values the billions of dollars that we earn, values sort of the material, how many things do I have, values, you know, how quickly can I climb up the ladder. And so the challenge, I guess, is to find that archetype, find that part of ourselves which does tap into the authenticity, that truly who we are, and to know and have the courage to take that person out into the world.
It is the most powerful thing I personally have experienced for transformation in my life. And I have seen other people that looked very, very ordinary. They wouldn't stand out in a crowd. They would blend. They would intentionally kind of melt into the landscape. And I've seen individuals who have gone through this process with us and has absolutely blossomed into the center, rose, sweet-smelling person that they can be. And they did it by acknowledging all of a rose is grafted before it creates a bud. And we are grafted of all of these pieces of who we are. And when we put them together in the right order, and we move into accepting the wisdom that the archetypal patterns or the villagers or the elders have to offer us, and we take action, we are successful, and I don't care what your bank account looks like.
Well, and that's the message that we want to really put out here today, is to really be able to, create an affirmation, create those parts of our lives that we truly embrace. I mean, we see people all the time, we mentioned this earlier, people that would have come from less than ordinary circumstances, people like Tom Cruise, like Woody Harrelson, people that we see that are very, very successful today that started out with very, very difficult childhoods. And Oprah, for example.
Obstacles to overcome,
To overcome, and yeah. Did not give up.
She brought her skeleton right out of the closet.
Yes, and she did.
And I'll tell you what, when we bring our shadows out for everyone to see and we embrace it, no one can hurt us with it. If I give you all of the information you can that's in my closet, I can't be hurt by it. I can't be offended by it because I've already given it up. And that's when I become powerful. That's when I become successful. When I look back on it and I say, okay, that used to be in my closet. That's what it is. That's what happened. And that's how I move forward. And that's exactly what Oprah does.
Wow. Well, thank you, Stephanie Durham. Thank you so much for joining the show today. And look forward to bringing you back. Your work is truly taking off. And I'm very, very grateful that you were able to join us today and really share what you've learned and give our listeners some help with how they can claim who they are, know that they have choice in life, take action in empowerment, and demonstrate the success that they are. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you next week right here on VoiceAmerica.com. Stephanie Durham, you rock.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.